Welcome to day one of my five-part training series, which has been created to show you how to add a new line of revenue to your business by integrating a podcast marketing funnel, allowing you to elevate your brand and attract high-quality leads. In this first episode, we're going to discuss why your business needs a podcast and how it will unleash a new stream of revenue for you without using paid ads or inauthentic marketing tactics. Let's do it. Welcome to the No BS Business School Podcast, the show where powerhouse women learn how to sell differently, ditch bro marketing, and build financially lucrative businesses. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield. After spending over 20 years in the charity world, I realized that the fluffy, trendy marketing and sales tactics being taught online aren't all that effective for industry experts like you. In each episode, I give you the tangible steps to build a profitable business that is wildly successful and equally fulfilling. Money, marriage, business strategy, and marketing, we talk about it all. This is where the evolution of your business begins. Let's get started. Well, hey you, and welcome back to No BS Business School. I'm your host, Jan Ditchfield, and I'm back with another podcast workshop series, and I'm really looking forward to this. Over the next 5 days, I'm going to be talking about how to increase your business revenue with a podcast marketing and sales funnel. I'm going to be breaking down five specific things to help you be able to increase the revenue in your business, specifically adding a completely new stream of revenue with the simple addition of a podcast. Today on episode 247, we're going to be talking about why your business needs a podcast. On episode 248, we're going to talk about how to set up your podcast for profit by mastering the two types of funnels used to attract and convert your ideal customers. In episode 249, we're going to talk about the secret to crafting podcast episodes that drive sales. In episode 250, I'm going to teach you some diverse strategies to monetize your podcast, and none of them have anything to do with sponsorship. And then our last episode, 251, we are going to talk about how to turn podcast fans into loyal customers with engagement strategies that invite your listeners into the conversation and strengthens your credibility naturally. You and this podcast series is everything you need to get started. And maybe you've been thinking about starting a podcast, but it feels really overwhelming and you don't know the first steps to take. Or if you're listening and maybe you have a podcast, but you've tried to monetize it and kind of were met with some lackluster results that left you feeling kind of frustrated and like you're wasting your time. Either way, this week is going to change things for you. And I'm going to give you a really clear plan to follow that is going to lead to consistent podcast profits for you. And as always, I have a workbook to go along with this. And I'm also hosting a live Q&A session on Zoom. And you can find all of the information about that at janditchfield.co/pod. Go sign up, get the workbook, follow along, create your plan, and then join me at the end of the week on Zoom. And I will help you finalize it, tweak it, and then put it into action. When I first started in the online space, everyone told me that I needed to have either a blog, a YouTube channel, or a podcast. So I picked a podcast. And I'd like to pretend that there was some strategy behind this, but there really wasn't. I didn't feel like writing a blog. I was not confident on camera at all when I first started. So YouTube was out. And I liked to talk, so podcasting just seemed kind of natural for me. And in the early years of my show, I fumbled around a lot. I couldn't quite figure out how to put it into my overall funnel for my business. And it became one of those things that kind of sat on the side of my desk, more like a, oh, I have to get to it project rather than what it is to me now, which is the most important asset in my business, specifically my marketing funnel. And I don't want you to have to waste so much time trying to figure out how to get a podcast funnel working in your favor. So I'm breaking it down for you this week. Because the truth is, the simple addition of this one marketing channel to your business can result in new revenue streams immediately. For me, my podcast has brought in an additional $70,000 in revenue. That's new revenue. Revenue I had never planned for. Revenue that wasn't part of my original business plan. But now it drives my dream customers directly to my front door weekly. You need to add a podcast to your business. And there are a couple of reasons why. So let's start off by getting real. Instagram, which was the once beloved platform for so many of us, has seen better days. In fact, it was crowned the most deleted app in 2023. Isn't that shocking to think about that? The most deleted app in 2023. And there are some people, myself included, who are predicting that most businesses will be completely off the app within the next 3 years, potentially two. Because the fact is, user engagement is plummeting faster than a lead balloon on Instagram. And the algorithm's playing hardball with business owners, making it harder than ever for people like us to get noticed, let alone trying to get someone to click on our promo link. Like, hands up if the new link and bio restrictions are driving you crazy as well. And if you're not aware of it, Instagram is really trying very hard to keep people on its platform. So people like us, the business owners who go on to use it as a sales funnel, like that's what it's set up for, it's a marketing channel for us. When we try to do drops links and suggest people to click and leave, Instagram is now really doing their best to block that from happening. They're using spam warnings. They're penalizing people who say link in bio. They're flagging promo content. So everybody's trying a million workarounds, many chat, I'll DM you links. But all of the effort that we're putting in to trying to work with an algorithm that really does not want to play with us is slowing down your financial progress in your business. But that all changes with a podcast. The power to forge authentic connections by weaving your way into the fabric of your ideal customer's daily life is limitless with a podcast. And you're not held captive by an algorithm. Like, imagine being the first thought that pops into their mind when they're faced with the most important decisions. And they turn to you for the solutions. That's the magic of podcasting. You become the go-to resource and a trusted companion in the lives of the people that you're here to serve. And with it being a long-form content, it gives you the ability to share really valuable insights and wisdom and your subject matter expertise that resonates in a very deeper way than what an 8-second reel can do. And when you integrate yourself into their routines, you're not just another voice in the day. Like, you're not just another voice in a feed that's easy to scroll by. You're a constant source of guidance and inspiration. I love it when people who listen to my show tell me where they're at when they're listening. Like, I love the DMs. I was listening to you when I was dropping off the kids at school. I was listening to you while I was putting on my makeup. I was listening to you on my morning walk or my lunch hour walk. It's a gift to be part of that fabric. And I'm not competing with a million other people who are trying to take up space in the life of the people I'm here to serve in that moment. It's just me you're listening to right now. And I thank you for listening. The power of a podcast is unmatched to the power of social media. And speaking of the lack of competition, did you know that there's a golden opportunity waiting for women in business within podcasting? Now, it's true. So hear me out on this. Surprisingly, only 27% of the top ranked podcasts are hosted by women. Now, that's a statistic that caught my attention. One, because there needs to be more of us on mics. But two, which is also an exciting thing, with such little competition, there's a wide open playing field just waiting for you to make your mark. Podcasting is not just about joining a trend. It's about seizing golden opportunities to share your message, to inspire other people, and to elevate your business to new heights. And here's another staggering statistic to wrap your mind around. A whopping 62% of listeners, podcast listeners, make a purchase decision directly from the podcast that they tune into. Now, compare that to Instagram's meager 2% click-through rate. And well, it's quite the eye-opener, isn't it? 62% versus 2%. This means that by you harnessing the power of podcasting, you're not just reaching your audience, but you're actively engaging them in a way that drives tangible results for your business. It's like having a virtual storefront. And this is where your listeners are not only browsing, but they're actively making purchases. When you have that file dialed in, it hums. And it's truly evergreen. But for all of the reasons why I think a podcast is really important to add to your business, Here's the thing. I also understand that diving into the world of podcasting can feel a bit daunting, especially when it comes to ensuring profitability. If you're listening to me though right now and you're feeling overwhelmed, it's completely normal. Because the prospect of starting something new and having to monetize it, well, where do you start? Like, wouldn't you just wish there was somebody who would just create a playbook for you that you could just plug and play it and go from the mic to monetization effortlessly? Well, I've got something special in store for you. Tomorrow, I am opening up doors to my brand new course called the Podcast Profit Playbook. And this is a step-by-step critical path in setting up and launching a highly profitable business sales and marketing funnel. And this course is not like anything you've ever seen before. It's designed to guide you through every stage of the process, from choosing the perfect niche to implementing effective marketing strategies that drive revenue. And I created it for people who already have podcasts and you're looking to scale your revenue. Or if you're looking to add something brand new into your business and you need a marketing channel that's going to work for you and convert, the Podcast Profit Playbook has you covered. The strategies within this course are the exact ones that I use in my business that led to that additional $70,000 in revenue straight from my podcast. And unlike other courses that bog you down with video lessons and workbooks, this is a plug and play critical path. It's designed in Airtable. It's really easy to use. You do not need to watch 7,000 hours of me talking at you. You just click through this critical path, step by step by step, do what it says, implement it, because I'm going to walk you through the five stages of setting up a podcast marketing and sales funnel effortlessly. I'm covering in it an overview of the funnel framework, how to set up your listener acquisition funnel, how to launch your show, how to set up your sales funnel off your show, and then how to scale your downloads and your revenue. And I'm going to be covering parts of the framework on this podcast workshop this week. And then doors officially open to the Podcast Profit Playbook on March 12th. So if you're listening to this in real time, doors open tomorrow. And if you're listening to this anytime after the 12th or on the 12th, doors are officially open. And I'd invite you to go check it out. So let's recap the four main reasons why a podcast marketing channel will bring in a new line of revenue for you and why you need one in your business. Number one, podcasts are more effective than Instagram for sales. Podcasting outperforms Instagram when it comes to driving sales. With a staggering 62% of listeners making purchasing decisions directly from the shows they listen to, compared to Instagram's 2% click-through rate, it is proven that podcasting is more effective for converting listeners into paying customers. And this makes it a powerful tool for generating revenue and expanding your business's bottom line. For all those hours you're putting into creating reels, you could create one podcast episode a week, gain back tons of your time, and make money. The second reason is because it builds genuine connections. Podcasting empowers you to cultivate authentic relationships with your audience because you seamlessly integrate into their daily lives. And this ensures that you're always at the forefront of their minds when it comes to making important purchasing decisions. When they need help, they go to you. And when they're ready to buy something, they will buy it from you. The third reason is because of the surprisingly low competition for women in business. And now, despite the immense potential of podcasts, only 27% of the top-ranked podcasts are hosted by women. This means there's ample room for you to stand out and make your mark without facing overwhelming competition like you do on Instagram. And as a subject matter expert, it's pretty easy to get noticed quickly in this space because where Instagram, it makes it hard to figure out who's real and who's are the fake experts. When you listen to someone's podcast, you figure it out really quickly. It's harder to mask that here, which again is an advantage for you. And then the last reason why podcasts are so lovely for business growth is because of the profitable marketing funnels that you can run off of them. And when you master the two types of funnels, the listener acquisition funnel and your sales funnel, you'll be able to attract and convert your ideal customers with ease. And I don't use that term lightly because, you know, if you listen to me, I'm very, very clear about how hard it is to run a business. But the funnels that can be set up off of a podcast, they are easy funnels to get in place. And they're effective and they're profitable. And these funnels serve as critical paths to setting up and launching highly profitable sales and marketing strategies over and over and over again. If you're looking for evergreen content that is going to always produce revenue for you or lead to sales, your podcast will become your best friend for that. See you later, webinars. You and Instagram can go hang out at the back of the bus. So that's it for part one of this five-part series. But before I go, I want to leave you with this. Podcasting isn't just about broadcasting. It's about building meaningful connections and driving tangible results for your business. And with this podcast series this week, you'll have everything you need to embark on that exciting journey with confidence. Make sure you go to janditchfield.co/pod, that's P-O-D, grab my workbook there so you can help build your strategy with me in real time, and then also register for that live Q&A that I'm doing on Zoom. And if you can't come live, just DM me your questions and I'll answer them for you. You can catch it on replay because I'll send it out. Our journey is not over with this episode, so we're just getting started today, actually. Join me tomorrow for episode 248, where we'll be diving even deeper into the world of podcasting for profit. And I'm going to break down how to set up your podcast for success by mastering those two types of funnels I keep talking about that are used to attract and convert your ideal customers, your listener acquisition funnel and your sales funnel. So make sure you tune in for part two of this special series. Grab that workbook at janditchfield.co/pod. Come join me on my live Q&A, and together we're going to unlock the secrets to turning your podcasting dreams into a profitable reality. Until then, stay resilient, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of No BS Business School. If you enjoyed the show and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe on your player of choice and leave a 5-star rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at janditchfield.co. Stay resilient, and I'll catch you on the next episode.